You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's another episode for the I Chose This Life series. And today's show is with Sarah Knowles, and she is a life and love coach. And I am so honored to have you on because you actually reached out to me and you, and I was like, how did you find my show? And I was just so honored. And, you know, I checked my inbox on my website and your message, I even put it on my Instagram stories. I don't know if you saw that, but you clearly made my day. And I'm so excited to have you on because I have not had anybody on that's in the life and love coaching market. So tell us about yourself and how you started.
Yeah, so I actually come from the theater world. I did theater for a long time. I was also a personal trainer. I've always had this point of view that's like there's a better way to be doing things than the status quo. And in the theater world, I was always behind the scenes as a stage manager. I had an admin job as an executive assistant, and I just hit a roadblock where I looked around me and I thought, I don't want anybody's job in this building. I don't want to move up the ladder. So that's not good. And I don't want to do this forever. So I don't want to be behind the scenes where I could mark my job performance of, can you tell that I've had my fingerprints on everything? If you can tell, I'm not doing a good job. So it's like this invisible person where I'm behind the scenes, but you don't know I'm really doing anything. So my voice doesn't really get valued in the way that I wanted it to be. And I started looking for what else is out there. And I'm obsessed with podcasts. I kept hearing people talking about, I'm a life coach and I do this and I'm a Martha Beck certified life coach. And I was just like, what is this thing that keeps coming up? And I Googled it and everything in my body tingled.
That's when you know.
Yeah, exactly. It was very clear that was the next step. And so I did general life coaching for a year and loved it. I love life coaching. It's such a state of flow, you know, where you don't really have to think too hard and you lose track of time and you just feel super connected. And the more I did it, it was really asking myself, what am I personally obsessed with? Like, what can I talk all day about that my friends come to me to talk about? And it's dating. I was the single girl forever and really kind of always had a great dating story to tell. I always had a bad date story. And I got tired of being that person and made it a big focus for my life. Actually right around the time that I went through life coaching school, but flipped it on its head and really threw myself into making sure I could make a healthy connection that would make me happy, and found a wonderful relationship. And I was like, well, if I can figure it out, anybody can do this. And that's why I teach loving connection, of deep heart connection, how to actually have the skills and the confidence to put yourself out there in the dating world, and how to communicate and move through those really uncomfortable moments where you feel like your heart's being exposed and it could get crushed, but it's also the sign of you care and you're in the right place.
I was having a conversation with a friend last night and I was telling her about you and that you were going to be on the show. Because I'm single and I'm ready to mingle.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. Do you have questions about it?
I don't even know. Like, I honestly don't even know where to begin because it's been so long since I've been in a relationship. You know, I have some apps on my phone, but I just haven't even, like, started. Like, I'm just looking. So I don't even know. Like, what advice would you give somebody like me that – it's just, I know you just have to start. I literally just read something from Mel Robbins, like, just start now. And I'm like, I know. I guess I just need to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves is the really general advice, like, be yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's great. But what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Just start is great. Like, Nike built a brand on it. Mm-hmm. It's great. But what do you actually do? And that's where people get stuck. And that's where I help. So I guess my first question would be, what's your goal? Are you dating for a partnership? Or are you just dating to get back in there and to be dating and meeting people? And
I mean, definitely a partnership, but definitely just to start to date. For myself, I plan on adopting in like a year or two. So somebody would have to be open to that. And I really would love to find another entrepreneur like myself. I feel like sometimes people might not understand my schedule, like why I'm doing what I'm doing. Like maybe might not understand that. I don't know. This is what I was telling my friend last night. I gave her my rules.
Well, okay, so here's the important part about what you just shared is someone who understands my life and my schedule. And to me, because I'm in a similar boat, it's not just understands, but respects it.
Exactly, yeah. I need that for sure.
It does not mean it has to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I would caution against limiting what's available to you because my boyfriend works a regular job and he's my number one fan. And I agree with you that we think only an entrepreneur can understand it. I did that when I was in theater too. Theater has a crazy schedule and I'm like, only another theater artist just like this. Yeah. But that cuts you off to so many other people.
I know. And I shouldn't even have like those standards, but I do. I feel like I'm taking on another job, which is so bad. I know.
You mean like dating feels like a job?
Yes. I have to fit it into my schedule.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know. It's totally not.
That sounds like you're taking it seriously.
Yeah. I know I just need to start. What keeps you motivated when you have your schedule and you're consistently working? Like, what's your biggest motivator?
That there is a person out there like me that is going, I feel like I'm beating my head against a wall. There's got to be a better way than what I've been doing because this isn't working. I know that person's out there and I know they can use what I have.
Now, how do clients find you? Do you work with a lot of your clients online or more in person?
It's all online and by phone. Mm-hmm. I like not being committed to an office.
Yeah.
I also think because this is such a vulnerable space for people, having the privacy to be in their own home and they don't have to, like, their face can do whatever they need it to do. Phone works much better. So right now I get a lot of referrals or through my Instagram.
That's excellent. The world of social media, it's a powerful thing.
It's so true.
Now, when you are off the clock, when you do take time for yourself, what are some of your favorite self-care routines? Are you a face mask lover? Do you love the bubble baths? Do you spend time with your girlfriends? What are some of your favorite things to do?
I'm a total introvert, so I love a good bath.
So good.
And yeah, I'm in Baltimore, and it's still winter here, so I love a fireplace. If I can be near a fireplace, that's a big win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And self-care for me, I'm trying to get back into dance, actually. I notice that it feels more relaxed. I have done some of the like the pole dancing classes, and I really love it because it's like, I get to do this just for me and I feel good and I get to move in a way that I don't move if I'm sitting at my desk all day.
That's great. When you started your life coaching journey and you went to have your certification, I know a lot of women that are listening, they are very interested in that, the life coaching aspect. How long is that? Does that process usually take? I know there's a lot out there. There's a lot of different variations, but for you, how long did that process take?
Yes, mine was 9 months.
And do you, that class is online?
Yeah, I went through Martha Beck's, she's now rebranding and she's calling it Wayfinders. But yes, it's her life coach training program. She finds, she likes the term wayfinder.
Oh, nice. Now, when do you think, if you can look back and think of a particular client maybe or something that happened when you just felt it in your gut and you, this is when you had this, like, I chose this life moment. Like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Maybe like if a couple got married that you knew maybe.
Oh, I got a text actually. A friend of mine, she and I have very similar paths and she was a little more bitter than I was about all of it. And like you, she actually, was like, I just got to do this. I just got to start. And, went online and was dating and she was miserable. And that's when she contacted me and she was dating three guys that all had potential. And I mean like dating, she was still figuring out, do I like them? You know, it wasn't like they were committed and she was cheating. She was just still feeling it out. And she's like, I don't think I like any of them. I have three nice guys and this one cooks for me. And this one, you know, takes me to the theater and you know, all that stuff. And so we just did an hour session and I dug real deep. I got in there really deep with her and that was that. Like I was, you know, I let that be that. And I didn't hear from her again. I want to say it was like 2 months later. She sent me a text and was like, Sarah, our conversation is what made this happen. I picked one of the guys based off of what you and I talked about, and I'm in love, and I never thought it was going to happen. I'm meeting his children, and I never thought I'd be a mom. She's like, we're talking about moving in together. It was just this amazing unfolding of, wow, that happened really quickly. And two, she got such clarity that she was able to fall in love. It was beautiful.
Oh my God. I need that.
Yeah.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you got into this life and love coaching? Something that maybe you weren't expecting once in this industry.
I think it's, be gentle with yourself, because they do tell you at the beginning of life coach training that you're about to go through your own personal journey, and it brings up a lot of your own issues to the forefront of what you're working through, and you're gonna deal with it. You have to look it in the face, and you have to deal with your own stuff. And I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and I'm like, I just want it to go away, and sort of would beat myself up when things would come up multiple times. And I think if I had been more gentle and more easy with myself in the process, it would have been less painful.
That makes so much sense. When do you, if somebody contacts you, how does that process work? I know you speak with them over the phone, and they find you have a lot of referrals, and it's online. How long do you work with a specific individual?
Yeah, let me open up the curtains so you can see all of it. So I always do a free discovery call, because mm-hmm. I think it's important to know that you have trust on both sides, that you both feel comfortable with each other, and that it is a good fit. Because coaching is going to be different than therapy. It offers two totally different things. Even though the conversation might be similar, I'm going to be really focused on forward movement of where can we get you into action. And sometimes that does mean healing some wounds that might be getting in your way. But therapy is very much about, let's look back at your past. Let's talk about the past. Let's heal the past. So life coaching is going to be very different. And so I do a discovery call where we just kind of explore what our relationship would be together, what needs to be worked on, what are the areas where you're feeling stuck. And then I do 3 months with a client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I used to do shorter, and I found people would get frustrated that they hadn't seen results. And change takes time. And I want to be there. I felt like I wasn't a good support system if I was like, have a good time after 4 sessions. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be there with them when the stuff comes up. And I can be that support, and I can cheer them on and start to see where things shift. And I'm seeing that it's happening usually 3-4 months. You know, if somebody wants to keep going after that, we talk about extending it. But that's what I'm seeing, is where people start really, like, the rubber hits the road.
I feel like 90 days is always, I mean, being a LinkedIn and podcast coach, I know when I'm dealing with somebody one-on-one, totally different topic, but I feel like I also did, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 month, and 90 days is definitely where it's at. I feel like that's when you can, you know, like you do, make the decision. Do we need more time? But 90 days, I always feel like, is good for what I do as well.
Yeah,
like a really good time frame.
You start seeing results, and then, like, you know this, if you're not going to start seeing leads after just 2 weeks, you're not going to start seeing people reply. You gotta make the adjustments. You get the replies, you make the adjustments, and then you get some more replies and you make the adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with dating. Once I get somebody on track and focused, actually in the direction that they want to be going in, those first couple dates are going to be a little different, and they'll just improve from there.
Now, how do you feel about productivity? And do you have like a morning routine? Like working from home, how do you set yourself up for success? What kind of schedule do you give yourself? Like how do you work? Like what works best for you?
Yes, I'm a morning person.
Me too.
So all my focus is at its best very early, like 8 o'clock, which means I have to wake up early because I like to have some sort of movement
mm-hmm.
before I get to work. Even if it's short, even like a little burst of, you know, 10 minutes and I'm just going to run outside, I feel more focused. I'm a meditator, so I do about 10 minutes right now just to be quiet and sit and listen.
Do you have certain apps that you use for that?
I used to, and I don't anymore. Right now I'm in a place where I just have to be quiet.
Oh, wow.
It's been so interesting lately. I feel like my heart's been talking and I haven't been listening. And I mean that like quite literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's been wanting to send something in quiet moments. I believe in synchronicities, and my phone, I've been having this for a while. It's like, I think my heart's aching and it's trying to say something. And I think it needs to have quiet. And the other night I was washing the dishes and listening to music and splashed my phone and the speaker went out. And I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to be quiet now.
That was the universe.
I understand. I'm gonna listen and I'm just going to be quiet.
I haven't done the quiet. Well, I guess that's a lie. I guess I've done that a couple times. There's a meditation garden here in San Diego and Encinitas in the North County area. And they have monks that are there and there's koi fish ponds everywhere. And you walk up and you just see you're right on top of the ocean, like overlook, just straight ocean. It's so beautiful. So I have meditated there without my apps. And then what I do at night is I do my hypnosis. And I think it really, I'm like in such a different mood in the morning where I've been getting into Schitt's Creek on Netflix and I finished it. And so now I'm like, what do I watch now? And I'm like, you know what? I realized I was like having a talk with myself. I'm like, I've been going to sleep watching these shows every night. And I feel like I wake up like with a busy mind where I like to wake up like refreshed, you know, and that's where my hypnosis at night comes in. So it really helps me sleep and I wake up like more calm.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hear you. I think my morning routine is stronger than my nighttime routine. I definitely have some areas where I can improve.
Yeah, morning for me for sure. And I always have my iced coffee and working out in the, like, I mean, the beach is 5 minutes for where I live, so there's no excuse. But for some reason this week, and we've been getting a lot of rain, which is rare, and everyone's complaining about it, but it's like, it's life. We're spoiled living in sunny San Diego, but I need to get my butt to the beach and go for a good walk. And when I do that, I'm in such a better mindset, like creative flow when I come back. Like, it's like it just opened my eyes. That fresh air and the vitamin D just opened me up to like more possibilities for the day. That's how I feel. Isn't that crazy?
I love that though, because I don't know why it works, but it does.
It sure does.
Doing what works.
And I need to have my morning music on. I need to have my iced coffee. I mean, I grew up in Rhode Island, so I used to have that Dunkin' Donuts in the snow anyway. So it's always iced coffee. As soon as I have that.
Do you have a morning playlist?
No, but I have all these playlists on Spotify. Well, they're different ones. So there's productive morning, mellow morning. So it really depends on my mood. And so I just listen to one of them. And they're so good. And they have a lot that are mood focused playlist. So if I need to write a lot of content, then there's certain music that I need on so that it's just like coming out like a really good creative flow, where sometimes I just need silence where it's like super distracting, or if there's like white noise music. It really depends on my mood, but I always have to have something on. 99% of the time. Sometimes I'm just like all over the place and like I need silence and my candle.
Exactly. I'm in a mastermind right now and we're putting together a money-making playlist, one that gets us like really charged up and amped up.
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
I know, I'm really excited.
That's so nice. Are you going to have it on Spotify?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. How do you celebrate when you hit a personal goal or a milestone? What do you do to celebrate?
I'm a big fan of like my own personal dance party. So that usually happens.
Yes.
like a private little dance party for sure. love a really good wine or a champagne. So when it's a big goal, mm-hmm. I'll splurge on something nice, but I don't, that's a real treat. Cause I've been more conscious of, I don't really need that all the time. And mm-hmm. it doesn't always make me feel good the next day.
Yes.
Sluggish and stuff like that. I guess that maybe that's an area where I need a little bit of work, because I've also been moving away from food doesn't have to be a reward. You know, I don't have to have an ice cream cone to celebrate, you know, looking for the other ways of how can I celebrate my progress? So I'm open to suggestions if you have any good ones.
I know I always go to food and drinks, which is awful. I definitely think that, like a good massage, a facial, like more, I'm trying to get into more like self-care. Like I really need to start focusing more, like for me personally, on that. And just like, cause right now I'm just trying to heal my body from just going through, being sick for so long and being on these medications and not being on any one of them anymore. I'm like withdrawing from all of them still. So for me, what I do is like in the morning, you know, I mentioned my water and my iced coffee, but I always have to have my celery juice and my fresh juice and my salads, like fruits and vegetables. Like I just feel so good when I like prepare like a great meal. I'm a meal prepping machine. Like that makes me feel so good. So sometimes
amazing. That's a rare skill.
Yeah. Sometimes like, I went to the last time I like celebrated something was when I found out I didn't have this autoimmune disease. And when I got it in writing, I went to this market here called Lazy Acres. It's super high end, very, expensive. And I treated myself to something there, just because I felt like I deserved it after 3 years. And obviously like that's food. But then I also got, like gluten-free, sugar-free, like really healthy stuff for like the next week. Like, okay, Kelly, it's go time. Like I really need to start focusing on like healing myself. So that's where I am. So I feel like when I'm celebrating, like I just need to celebrate more like self-care. I'm a big face mask girl. I love a good face mask. And just like downtime, I think for me is now, rather than like going out and like popping a bottle of champagne, like I want to be home in my face mask and just like really think about like what just happened.
Yeah. You know what I do love that it's definitely more of a treat these days is going to the movies or going to see a play, because I don't do it anymore and it used to be my job. But now it's a delight to walk in and just be entertained in the dark and just enjoy.
I know I haven't done a movie in a while, and I used to go solo movies when I lived in Vegas. We had like a $5 Tuesday. In San Diego, it's quite pricey for the movies.
I'm so sorry about the phone.
Oh, it's totally fine. Here, you know those high-end movie theaters where they bring you the food and the drinks, and you have the lounge chairs, like that. I actually wanted to do a while ago, but now it's almost. Out on DVD, I'm sure, is to watch Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No, but that would be such a good one for one of those fancy theaters.
I know. And it's probably almost out on DVD because it's been out. I mean, the turnaround in movies now is just unreal. It's so quick.
Do you remember being a kid and waiting like almost a whole year?
Forever.
I will tell you, here's a little insider dating tip for you. If you do the apps.
Okay.
Nostalgia is actually a really good way to sort out a partner. Bringing up something like that of like, oh my gosh, do you remember when if you didn't see something in the theaters, you'd have to wait a whole year to get it at home and watch it, or you'd tape things off the TV and have to fast forward through commercials. It works because people can bond together on that type of remember back when. And then you could talk about common interests from there. And it's so much more exciting than saying something like, you know, my favorite movie is this. My favorite book is this. I do, you know, the lists on the apps now kind of drive me bonkers, like how people list travel lover, dog lover. drives me bonkers. Like, that's not really telling me anything. But having this nostalgia for something you loved in childhood shows people your heart.
That's such a good tip. That's so true. Now, what advice would you give or some tips? Like, when you start on the apps, I mean, do you recommend the apps when you start? Like, do you recommend going to, like, obviously not networking events, but like a friend of a friend? Or like, what are your tips when using the apps, especially for somebody that's myself, runs a business online and it's very visible? And that's one of the things that scares me is like, what if they're going to leave some crazy comment on my social media, like destroy my business?
And I've always was very open with the men I was dating of like, look, I'm a love coach. I'm a relationship coach.
You can't mess with me.
Like, you need to know that this is what I do and I'm not here to coach you. Like, that's work. But I knew my boyfriend was special because very early on he was like, oh, you can test things out on me. Like, I'm happy to be your research.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, you're a winner and you're staying.
Now, how did you meet him?
We actually knew each other in high school, and I wasn't friends with him then. I didn't actually know him, like, I knew of him. And I went to a volunteering event in my city, and I saw him, and I was like, I don't know how I know this guy. So I walked up to him, and I said just that. I don't know how, but I think I know you. And we walked it back to high school. And we were friends for a good 6 months, like just would see each other out socially or every once in a while would invite each other to things. And then like these things do, it just shifted where I was like, I think he's flirting with me. And here's one of my tips that I tell everybody is I started dropping the hint of, I think I'm interested. And he got a new job, and I was like, we should go out and celebrate, which opened the words we should, and then fill in the blank, opens the door for them to invite you to something. So he called and invited me to dinner, and we were both kind of like, is this a romantic thing? Is it not? And I highly recommend that if it is something that you're interested in, there's nothing wrong with putting yourself out there, making the move to touch the person's hand, going in for a hug at the end of the night. We went in for a hug at the end and I assumed he was kissing me, and he saw the way that I was moving, like I was going in for a kiss. It was not his intention, but he caught it. He caught it and reciprocated. And that was the moment that we were like, yep, game on.
Oh my God. That's such a great story.
Yeah. So, to answer your original question about apps, they're not my favorite, but they work for some people. So if you're going to use them, I would say optimize it by being very clear about who you want to be dating, like what's the type of person, and go for the things like he respects my business rather than he's an entrepreneur. You know, if you're going to say he's an entrepreneur, ask yourself why. Like, why is that important? And that'll show you the qualities of like, oh, I really want somebody who's passionate and driven and, you know, can travel at a moment's notice. That's the important information.
That's a really good point. Now, how long do you think once you start like speaking to somebody online, how long should you wait before you actually meet the person? Like when it feels good, or what do you think about that?
So here's something that's really interesting that blew my mind when I learned this. Women want to meet in person as soon as possible. Most men want to establish a relationship before they invest in an in-person date. And that's why we get this disconnect of guys talk for so long before asking you out. I don't know if you've experienced this. What I suggest is a phone call. Get on a phone call as quickly as possible. Let there be a little bit of back and forth banter. See how that relationship is going. And then I think either person can really suggest this and say something cute. I do something like, you know, I'd really love to know if you're this much fun on the phone. Or you could say, like, I'm old fashioned. I'd love to hear your voice before, you know, we keep this conversation going farther. Because there's something about a person's voice and that vocal banter that I think it's really important in the process. And then it saves you a very awkward date with somebody who can only talk about fruit flies.
Yeah, that's so true. Hearing the voice, especially when if you are using apps, it's just like you never know if that's really them or they're, you know, just like through a text message. Haven't you ever received like a text or an email and someone's upset, but in real life they're not because you're reading it wrong?
Right. Or you think that they're really witty, but that's only because they took 20 hours to plan the perfect response.
I know. Seriously. Now, what do you suggest for maybe single moms with kids? How long? I guess it would depend on the situation, but like, what do you normally, I'm sure you've had clients like this, where how long should they wait before they introduce their children to their significant other?
That's a really good question. I think that's a, and it's deeply personal.
Yeah.
Because it's bringing somebody also into your family in mm-hmm. a way. I think the important part of that process is leading up to it when it's just you and your child, of talking to them and being open with them about you having this life. That's your mom time. Like that's your adult time, your woman time even, of a dating life, and setting the stage, telling the child about the other person. And I don't mean like do this at the beginning. You probably don't want to do it that early, but before you're ready to introduce, you know, introduce them in the kid's head, in their imagination first. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, children don't necessarily see you as a woman, or as a man, they see you as mom or dad, and they don't think about that part of your life. And it's almost like a transition that they need to be prepared for before it happens.
It's so true. You've given us so many tips and such great advice. Thank you so much. What are you working on right now? Or do you have any new projects in the works? What are you currently working on?
Do I'm creating an audio course because
that's amazing.
I have so much for people that I want them to be able to do it on their own at their own pace, from the comfort of their home. It's like if you want somebody like me, like a little coach, a little Sarah in your ear telling you what to do, I'm gonna literally give that to you.
That's amazing. Courses are hard too. Courses take a long time to put together. So that's amazing.
Well, that's also why I was putting it through as an audio.
Mm-hmm.
So that people can have the information. And it's of course going to be created sequentially, but I do think that there's going to be an element to it where it's like, oh no, I need to know the perfect text message to send right now. And I'm going to give everything to you as a downloadable bundle. So you have the script, so you know how to flirt and you also know how to clarify what you want. So it can be done a little bit out of order if needed.
That is so great. Those are going to be such great tools.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything like that out there either.
No, it's, I'm putting together what I wish I had, because I had to go through 5 different courses to get this information. So I just want it in one place.
Do you know what I say all the time? Create the things you wish existed.
Yes.
That's what I've done my whole life. Now, where can everybody find you on social media?
Yes. So I'm on Instagram is where I'm the most, and it's just my name, Sarah Knowles. And I also have a website. I blog every week sending out tips, and it's really about confidence and being the best you. And that's at sarahmcrenoles.com.
Ladies listening and some gents, I am going to put all of Sarah's links in the show notes. And when your audio course comes out, please send me that link because I will definitely add that. I think that's so valuable to
I have a waiting list.
Oh, perfect. So can you sign up on your website?
I will. Yep. You can sign up on my website. So it's sarahmkernels.com/audio.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. So I'll make sure that's in the show notes. Sarah, thank you so much for being on today's show. You've really opened my eyes personally to a lot of things.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.